And with that, we're going to dive in. We got to start with this transgender tweet. And honestly, it couldn't have come at a better time, right? Because I just got done saying, I think yesterday, I tweeted that I'm going to vote Democrat in the midterms. And of course, this is the one thing you cannot do, right? That's what everybody says. You can be mad at Trump. You can shake your fist. You can yell and scream and you can tweet about it and everything. You can express your discontent. The one thing you're not allowed to do is switch up. And you really should ask yourself why that is. Isn't that interesting? Because half the time I'm being told voting doesn't really matter. And, you know, we can't even expect too much from Republicans because politics is so hard. And as long as they're marginally better, that's worth it. And other people are telling me we're never going to vote our way out of this. Okay. Now, if I tell people, hey, let's just switch it up. Republicans betrayed us. Let's go the other way. I get attacked harder than ever, harder than ever, harder than when I talk about Israel, harder than when I talk about women, close, but a little bit harder than that. I get brutally attacked. And what do they start to say about me? Well, they start saying that I'm woke. They start saying I'm a Democrat, I'm woke. I saw one of the pro-Trump meme pages makes an AI video edit where I have pink hair and I'm like a liberal faggot and everything. And I'm like, I hate Trump because blah, blah. Okay. So this is all going on in the past 24 hours. I say, look, I'm out. I'm done. You crossed my red line. As a matter of fact, you've been crossing my red line. We don't have mass deportations. We don't have a border wall. We are at war with Iran. You buried the Epstein files. This is a short list of red line crossings where now I've not even just said I'm not voting anymore, but I want to hurt Republicans. It's not that I don't want to help them. I actually want to hurt them. And this is a midterm election. Let's be clear about what's happening. Trump has another 2 years. But in the midterms, we're reelecting the House and a third of the Senate. And the legislature has oversight power over the executive branch. And that is what I want, oversight. I want the Democrats to take both chambers, ideally. I'd be happy with the House too. This is the outcome I want. I want the Democrats to take these chambers because I want them to slow the administration down. The administration is hurting us. It's doing bad things. I want the Democrats to pump the brakes. This is not good. Good things are not happening and bad things are happening. So I want to slow that down. I want to retard the administration. If they are burying the Epstein files, I want Democrats in Congress to open them up. If the administration brings us to war in Iran, I want the Democrats in power to stop the war. Like, for example, vote for the War Powers Resolution, which got struck down by Republicans. If you have people like Kristi Noem in DHS, she just got let go for some very questionable things that she and Corey Lewandowski were doing. I want Democrats to get to the bottom of it. And I want that to happen because I want the Republican Party to be punished. I want them to sweat. I want them to be diminished. Moreover, in 2028, there's going to be a Republican primary for the presidency. It will actually start in 2027, most likely. And who do you think is going to run? It's going to be people from inside this administration. It's going to be Vance. It's going to be Rubio. It might maybe Hegseth, might be Kristi Noem. It might be a few people from the admin. I think that everybody that's been a part of this admin is disqualified. If you're a part of this, you're disqualified. You're a part of the war in Iran, this failure. I don't think you should run in 28. I want those people to be diminished too. And I want a space to be opened up. Anyway, that's my position. I'm sort of digressing and getting too much into this. You understand. But for this, I'm being called a woke liberal Democrat. They say, what about all the other things that Democrats will bring? They like open borders and they like the social liberalism and they are going to prosecute conservatives and so on. And I've been hearing that for the past 24 hours. And then it literally could not be better timing. It couldn't be more perfect Donald Trump puts out a post on Truth Social advertising his brand new legislation. You might have heard of it. It's called the SAVE Act. Now, I didn't even really know what was in it, but there's only so many more days in this legislative session. When Congress breaks for their summer recess in June, they don't really come back. They come back for a very short amount of time later in the year, and then that's it. So you have about 3 months worth of congressional session before the midterms, realistically. And in these 3 months, Trump wants to pass this landmark legislation. He's lobbying Democrats to pass it. He's also trying to convince John Thune in the Senate to get rid of the filibuster so that maybe they could pass it without the Democrats, without any Democrat votes, without hitting that 60-vote threshold. Now, my understanding of the SAVE Act is that it had to do with voting rights. That's what they said, that it has to do with you can only vote in an election if you have an ID or if you present proof of citizenship. And I support the legislation. Like I said before, I think that's good. It obviously makes sense. And that's obviously going to help Republicans in the future and degrade Democrats over the long term, which I support. But then today, Trump posts the whole SAVE Act, and this is what's in it. His fifth point in the SAVE Act has nothing to do with voting and voter ID. The fifth point in the bill, this is on Trump's own Truth Social. It says, we're going to ban sex reassignment surgery, the genital mutilation of children in the name of transgenderism for minors, he writes, unless they have parental consent. That's the SAVE Act. That's the SAVE Act. They're calling that because it's going to save our country. How are we going to save our country? Voter ID. We're going to get women out of boys' sports and vice versa. And we're going to ban children that don't have their parents' consent from getting sex reassignment surgery. Make America great again. Nobody can cut off their penis at the age of 13 unless their parents agree with them. Great. This is a story. This is from Newsweek. It says, quote, President Donald Trump appeared to edit a post on Truth Social in which he included a provision that transgender surgery could occur with parental consent, which prompted backlash from prominent right-wing figures. In his original True Social post, which went up at 10:40 a.m., the president laid out five major points of his Save America Act, including no transgender mutilation surgery for children, comma, without the express written approval of the parents. And that will be our credo! A new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, there will be no transgender mutilation of children without written consent of their parents. Yeah! This is where woke goes to die. Woke is dead. Transgender for everybody is dead. Awesome. The article goes on. It says the post had been removed and replaced later in the day, 6 hours later, with a post that did not include that part, without the express written approval of the parents. The initial post spread on social media with former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene hitting out at it and declaring that Trump had crossed all my lines. She said, quote, the House passed my bill, Protect Children's Innocence Act, that makes it a felony to trans any child under 18, even if their parents are supporting or pushing it on their own kids. My bill was a reflection of Trump's own executive order banning child trans surgeries and so-called gender-affirming care. Now Trump is reversing his stance. What is wrong with him? Yeah, that's a pretty good question, isn't it? So what happened then? So whatever happened there, huh? Tell me again, please tell me again, once more, why do we vote for Republicans and not Democrats? Can somebody give me a reason? Because it used to be, well, the Democrats are going to have open borders. Well, what do you call it when you openly say we're not going to deport every illegal alien? Is that not an amnesty? You're giving 40 million illegals amnesty? Okay. And they say, well, Democrats took us to war in Ukraine. If Trump were president, Russia would have never invaded Ukraine. Okay, well, now we're in a war with Iran and 80% of Republicans support it. So what about that? Then they say, well, Democrats are crazy. They're going to mutilate your kids. You're Catholic, some Christian you are. You're going to vote for the Democrats and support the mutilation of children? Oh, you didn't see? You didn't see the latest post from the God Emperor? You didn't see the latest post from the Trumpenreich? Yeah, so it turns out child sex surgery is back on the menu as long as the parents consent. So literally, what the fuck is the argument now? Seriously, what is even the argument? What is the economic argument? What is the foreign policy argument? What is the immigration argument? What is the social argument? What's the case? Vote Republican? You know, maybe Trump is just trying to win me back, right? Maybe he saw the clip. He saw the tweet. I said I was voting Democrat. So then Trump leapt onto Truth Social and said, wait, 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 we'll let people transition kids too. Just let the... And it's like, no, that's not why we're voting Democrat, actually. That's not why we're voting. We're not voting Democrat, Trump, because you're not like the left enough. We're voting Democrat because you're not Hitler. Because you're not Napoleon, you're not Caesar, you're not him, you're not that guy. But maybe that's what he thought. He said, Nick Fuentes is voting Democrat. How do we keep the Groypers? Everybody's going left, everybody's going Democrat. How can I be more like the Democrats? It's like, maybe that's what's going on, I don't know. But now what can they even say? Literally perfect timing. I say I'm voting Democrat. People say, what about this? What they play the whataboutism game. What about nothing? What about nothing? You got nothing. Now Trump on True Social says we're going to trans kids with parental consent. And obviously, does it even need to be said? Transgenderism should not exist in America. Okay? Obviously, there will always be people that identify with the other gender, and they're going to try to live a lifestyle like that. And it's a free country. I guess people are going to do that, right? But it is incumbent on the Republicans, if they've abandoned every other social cause, and they have, they've abandoned the promotion of any other sexual morality, any other kind of morality at all, the bare minimum, can the Republican regime just uphold that men are men and women are women? Is that too much to ask now? It used to be the case that, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, people would say, well, we lost the battle on gay marriage or something, but we're going to hold the line at cutting children's penises off because that somehow seems even worse. And now we're even letting that one go. Does it even need to be said? How are you even a conservative? How are you even right wing if the law of the land is children are getting sexually reassigned? How is that conservative? How is that right wing? It's sort of that age-old question. What are you conserving? What are you even doing? What is even the point of electing Republicans? If this is the landmark legislation of the government, you understand that what this effectively does is it protects child sex mutilation. That's what it does. It basically gives federal legal quarter two children cutting off their genitals as long as the parents consent. And that's going to be the SAVE Act? That's MAGA? That's saving our country? You can't even protect children from getting their penises cut off. Forget about mass deportations, forget about every other thing, which arguably is an uphill battle because of federal judges and Democrats and this, that, and the other. This is just a give me. This is just a give me to the Democrats. You know what? We're going to give transgender surgery. We're going to recognize that. That's the law of the land. We are going to basically sell these children down the river. For what? It's a legislation that won't even get passed anyway. And honestly, what at this point is even the case that you can make to vote for Republicans even one more time? Even once more. Because to me, I just feel like you vote for Republicans, they make all these promises, and then nobody pays any attention to the outcome. They have completely divorced voting from the actual outcomes. You do realize these people are our representatives, right? Like that's their job, is to represent us. If you're Republican, you're supposed to represent the opposition to the Democrats. You're supposed to represent our values. And so if Republicans win the election making all these promises and earning support from people like us, and then they don't do any of those things, in many cases out of choice, Don't you understand then that we absolutely have to then go against them? And by the way, you knew this was coming. Funnily enough, I actually did predict this in October of 2024. I'll read you my tweet. People are saying it's uncanny. I've had people sending me this tweet all day. I forgot about it. I tweeted about it and forgot about it. I told you this is precisely what would happen. Literally to the letter, this is a tweet from October 16, 2024. I wrote, Trump 2024, colon, and it's a list. I said, mass immigration, legally, trans kids with parental consent, no new wars except with Iran, free speech except anti-Semitism, pro-life but not at the federal level, and tax cuts for corporations. I said, the most important election of our lifetime. Is that not 100% on the money? It's 6 for 6. 6 out of 6. Mass immigration legally, check. We hit the H-1B cap both years. 600,000 Chinese students. Trump goes out a couple weeks ago and says, we're going to protect the illegal immigrant farm workers. We only want to deport criminals. That's an amnesty. Trans kids with parental consent. He just tweeted it. No new wars except with Iran. Here we are. Free speech except anti-Semitism. State Department and DHS are actively banning people from coming into America if they tweet anything critical of Israel. And they're revoking existing visas of people that have done that. Department of Education is shutting down free speech at Harvard for those that might criticize Israel. Pro-life, not at the federal level. Enough said. It isn't happening. Tax cuts for corporations. That's what they did with Big Beautiful Bill. $800 billion in Medicaid cuts to pay for another, I guess it's permanent, corporate tax cuts from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in the first Trump administration. 6 for 6. I said this before the election. I said this a couple of weeks before the election. And here's the kicker. Do you remember in 2024, they were telling us this is the most important election of our lifetime? It's almost embarrassing even to repeat it. Don't they say that every time? It's always the most important election of our lifetime. And you go, they can't all be the most important election. But they all are. 2012, 2016, 2020, 2024, 2028. They're all the most important for reasons. I'm being told in 2028, it'll be the most important because of AI. And 2024 is the most important because of, I don't even remember what they were saying. 2020 was the most important because of COVID. 2016, it was most important because I don't even remember, or some other reason. And they tell you that if you go with the Democrats, we're going to get race communism. We're going to get wartime communism. We're going to live under Sharia law. They're going to go door to door confiscating our guns. They're going to forcibly trans or gay all of the children. And there will be complete open borders. Well, and that, you know, that part did obviously sort of happen. But if we elect Republicans, we're going to get charter cities in federal lands, and they're going to run on the blockchain, and we're going to make a phone call and end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours, and we're going to build the wall finally, and we're going to have the largest deportation ever, and we're going to ban all the ultra-processed foods. Everyone's going to be eating pasteurized eggs. And if somebody goes out like I did and say, you know what? I don't think so. I think we're going to get exactly the same shit no matter what. I think that basically 95%, we're going to get the same things no matter who is in charge, whether it's Republicans, Democrats. There'll be some stuff on the margins. But by and large, you're going to get the same crap. We still have Obamacare. How many times have Republicans won the House, Senate, White House since 2009, 2010, when that passed? We still got Obamacare, still here. We slowly march to regime change in Syria, war with Iran, war in Ukraine, under all these administrations. When did the war in Ukraine really begin? It began under Obama. It began under Obama when the Euromaidan happened and Putin seized Crimea and started the secessionist war in the Donbass. It continued under Trump, when Trump pulled the United States out of the INF treaty and began supplying Ukraine with lethal aid. It continued under Biden, when Zelensky said that he's going to maybe get a nuclear bomb at the Munich Security Conference and Putin invaded. And now it is continuing apace under Trump, where we are still at war in Ukraine. And yeah, they changed the accounting of it, but we're still sending tons of military aid to Ukraine. That's just an example. You get the same stuff either way. But they're counting on everybody to get out there and vote. Rah, rah, rah. Get the cheerleaders out there. And they want you to think that if the other side wins, the country will not survive. It's going to be World War III. It's the apocalypse. And if our side wins, everything's going to be great. And you press them on this stuff, and eventually you get them to the point where they admit, yeah, well, it's going to be marginally better than Democrats. And then you actually have to question, well, is that really all we're playing for? Because let me be perfectly honest with you. If all we're playing for is better than the Democrats, I will quit politics. Like, who would ever sacrifice anything for that? Look at how fucked up our country is. Our country is a joke. Everything that actually matters, the fundamentals are all broken. Okay? The social fabric is broken. Diversity is killing us. Crime is rampant. This country is just depressing. It's a dead, depressing, hollow place to live. Everybody's miserable. Everyone recognizes everything's getting worse. I don't think there's anybody that really believes we'll even still be here in 100 years, that this country will still exist. Is that really what we're playing for in this context? Is we want to have policies that are exactly the same as the Democrats, but like a little bit better? At least it's a little bit better. That's the grand prize. Because if someone had told me 10 years ago, that's what we can hope for, I don't know, maybe I would have finished my degree. Maybe I would have just became a lawyer and like had a lot of fun or something. That's what we're playing for. I am of the opinion, and I continue to be of the opinion, that in order for this country to survive, we must have radical intervention. Radical, radical, extreme. Yes, I'm an extremist. Yes, I'm a radical. Yes, I'm a fanatic. Everything is completely fucked up. And it doesn't take a genius to predict where all of this is headed. With feminism, hypergamy, collapsing fertility rates, add to that open borders, the diversification of America, the lowering of the average IQ, the collapse of the institutions, collapse of literacy. It goes on and on and on. It's not hard to see that the society that we used to have will not exist. The foundations of that society are basically gone. It's like termites have eaten the foundation. It is just simply a matter of time to watch all of it over time get diminished, degraded, and eventually to collapse under its own weight. So I'm just here from the future. I'm looking into the crystal ball at a country that looks like South Africa. I'm looking into the crystal ball where the roads are not kept up, where the sidewalks are not kept up. The infrastructure is dilapidated. We're in a post-literate society. Corruption is rampant. We're in an alien nation filled with people that we have nothing in common with, that have no loyalty to this country, that don't even like us. I'm looking into that crystal ball. I just got out of my time machine from the year 2100, where America is a shithole, and I'm trying to tell people, wake the fuck up. Time to get serious now. We need to have radical change now. People need to start telling the truth. Everyone needs to start pulling their weight. We need to be demanding more from our government than it frankly is even fucking possible. If all we're playing for right now is, hey, well, it's going to be a little bit better than the Democrats. Okay, well, that's not good enough. That's not a solution. That doesn't change anything. They swapped out Anthropic with, or rather, yeah, I suppose they swapped out Anthropic with OpenAI. That's better for alignment. They switched out. Now Netflix doesn't own Warner Brothers. It's Larry Ellison. Oh, based. Great. CBS isn't run by the left. Now it's run by Barry Weiss. Oh, super. This fixes everything. This fixes something. No, it fixes nothing. It fixes nothing. And so people say, well, you just want to destroy everything. You're an accelerationist. Here is what I want. I am playing hardball. I want to use my leverage. We're not going to wake up everybody or even most people. I want to wake up the members of my nation. as you might have heard from other people before. We have to wake up the members of the nation, the Aryan nation. We have to wake everybody up, maybe 3% of the population, 10% of the population. We got to wake the people the fuck up, and we have to form an America First bloc. And the America First bloc has to drag the party to the right. The center right is our biggest enemy. Okay. Imagine if Trump got elected, because he could do this. Imagine if Trump got elected and he had a cadre of like people like me to run the government. Who would stop him? Okay. Who would stop him? If Trump got elected and he had a cadre of people in the White House that have the same ideology as me, literally, who the fuck could stop him? Running DHS, running the Secretary Department, or the State Department, I mean, running the Department of War, running these things. No one could stop this. No one could stop them. They just didn't. Okay, they just didn't. So we need to play hardball until that's exactly what we get. And so for me, I'm outcome independent. I don't care. Democrats win, Republicans win. I don't care. Here's my goal. My goal is not to get Republicans for another 2 years so they can hold the line. That's fake. That's bullshit. There's no line. There's no line separating them. They're the same. Here's my end game. I'm thinking long term. I don't care who wins the next election, the next cycle. I just want people to wake up. I want people to wake up. I want people to get involved. And I want some kind of political outfit to be created that will eventually take over this country and then run it like a dictatorship and fix it. That's the only solution. And yeah, maybe a cataclysm has to happen. Maybe there will be a crisis. I think we all see that coming on the horizon, and maybe there isn't one. But whether it's slow and steady or whether it happens slowly and then all at once, eventually we're going to need an outfit made up of people like us to take all of the power. And that doesn't happen when you have people like Trump that are sitting on the pot. You know, you got to shit or get off the pot. Trump actually is maybe the single biggest obstacle right now because he is sucking up all the oxygen. Anybody that would be a radical, anybody that would be fired up, he is diverting all of their energy and all of their attention and all of the resources into this movement that is going nowhere. Everyone recognizes it is going nowhere. This is where it has led. Where do you think it's going in 2028? You think it's going to get radically better? This is it. We saw the first term. This is our second term. This is what we got, okay? Where do you think all this MAGA stuff is actually headed? You think that somehow between now and 2028, Trump will have finished making America great again? When he exits office in 2029, that will have been 14 years after he came down the escalator. Did he in any way meaningfully make America great again? No. What he did do is waste all of our time, energy, attention, resources, caught up in his fate. And who knows, if he went down at some point, either by losing an election or whatever, a vacuum would have been created and filled. Vacuums get filled. That is what happens. And maybe someone would have gotten in, and maybe they wouldn't have. But we just don't know, because what we do know is that he has been at the center of it all, absorbing everything like a black hole and fucking around. He has not yet crossed the Rubicon. He's playing in it. He's playing games. He is sitting on the edge of it, threatening Rome, daring everybody to attack, daring everybody to get mad. He'll never cross that line. Over and over it's happened. How many wasted opportunities? The COVID pandemic, the BLM riots, the stolen election, this. And has he ever used that as his Reichstag fire? Has he ever used it to actually expand or institutionalize his political power? No. No. This movement is not only not getting more radical, it's getting less radical. How insane is that? Think about how horrible things have gotten. We have been through forced vaccinations. They transferred all the wealth during the pandemic. People forget that this happened. They banned everybody from doing business except Amazon and Walmart. And now Walmart is a brick and mortar store with a $1 trillion market cap. okay? Forced vaccinations, this insane wealth transfer, great reset, trillions printed. We're at war with Iran. BLM, black people burned down the cities and they abolished the fucking police. They brought in 10 million illegal aliens. And not only is the Trump movement not utilizing these crises, not only is the Trump movement not making people more radical, it's making them less radical than they've ever been. It's putting them to sleep. And anybody that wants to push further is castigated. Anybody that says, no, no, forward, forward, we need more, is called disloyal, a panikin, these ridiculous, childish names. It's retarding the progress of the radical right. I'm a progressive. I'm a prog. I want to go forward. I'm new wave. Think about this. Here's a little example. Do you know, here's like maybe the best example of this, and you'll see what I mean. In December 2015, during the presidential primary, the then candidate Donald Trump came out during a rally and read from a piece of paper. He said, Donald Trump is calling for a total shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until we can figure out what is going on. That was 10 years ago. The official policy of the Trump campaign was, we're going to ban Muslims from coming to America. Now, fast forward 10 years later. Recently, I talked about the Muslim ban on my show. I said, remember when Trump wanted to ban all Muslims? I have MAGA shills in my replies saying, Trump never wanted to ban all Muslims. That was fake news. CNN made that up. Trump isn't racist. You see, this is what has happened. 10 years ago, Trump was radicalizing all of us. Trump got on TV and said, these illegal aliens, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and we got to deport them all, and we got to ban all Muslims. Hillary Clinton is owned by the international banks and the global special interests. He literally had ads with a Jewish Star of David on her face. He said, Marco Rubio is a puppet of Sheldon Adelson. He'll do anything they say. They pull the strings. That was the Trump movement in 15. We have come so far since then that now the biggest Trump supporters think that's a myth. They think it never happened. For them, MAGA has always been this like centrist Republican platform. That's all it is to them. That's what I'm talking about. And this is what I say for 26. This is what I say for 28. Let this country have a reckoning with the Democrats. Let the Republicans have a reckoning with the Democrats. Keep voting down the center right. The center right is our biggest enemy because that's our market share. It's going to go one of two ways. Either the center right is going to control the Republican Party and the far right is going to reluctantly go along with it, right? That is what has been happening. The center right is going to run the White House. They're going to run the GOP. They are going to push their ideology of neoliberalism and neoconservatism, and the far right will be dragged along. Okay, I guess we'll vote for this, even though we hate it. Or the far right will lead. The far right will have the nomination, and the center right, if they want to avoid the Democrats, they're going to have to reluctantly, okay, I guess we'll go with the far right. At least it's not Kamala. Why does it never go the other way? That is what we have to have. And maybe that's where people don't really understand my mindset. If all we get for the next 20 years is Republicans, nothing will ever change. If all we get for the next 20 years is Democrats, nothing will ever change. What is required is a radical intervention. If you're not walking, living, breathing, waking up for that, I don't know what you're doing here in politics. I don't know what you're doing other than trying to get invited to parties. Seriously, that's what these people live for. They're trying to make some scratch or trying to make a couple bucks. They're trying not to become a wage slave. So they get into politics and they're not very entertaining and they're not very smart. So how do I get a job at the Washington Examiner? Well, I got to kiss the ring. I got to kiss Trump's ass or whatever. But for me, look, I'm a radical. I am here for the radical reform. If that's not on the table, I will go flip burgers. Like, I don't mind, you know. But that's really what it's come to. So I look at that True Social post today and I'm like, how do you not understand now? How do you not see it? Are we getting a radical intervention in the economy? Think about how fucked up the economy is. You know, and what does Trump want to do? What's the solution? Cut interest rates. Who's that good for? Is that good for people trying to save money? Oh, let's just cut interest rates and inflate this asset bubble even more. Let's inflate the housing market even more. He's literally going around saying housing prices should go higher because we want homeowners to get richer. Okay, that's your radical. And we need a tax cut for who? Corporations. Cut the corporate tax rate and deregulate AI, the literally richest companies and individuals in the world. What are we doing on the foreign policy front? War everywhere. War everywhere. War with Iran, war in Yemen, bombing Nigeria, bombing, we did an operation in Ecuador. Okay, so that's not going well. Immigration, still no border wall and no mass deportation. So those 40 million illegal aliens, they're still here and they still have birthright citizenship and that's still ongoing. And people go, well, but he secured the border. Yeah, he secured the border in 2020. And then you know what happened after that? Biden unsecured it. That's why you have to build a wall. That's what Trump said in 2016. Trump said we have to build a wall because if you do anything less, if it's not physical, it could be undone. And that's exactly what happened. People say, well, but Trump has done a good job securing the border. I know he has. I remember he did that in 2020. And then a Democrat got in and they unsecured it. And then they let in 10 million illegal aliens. So no, we need the wall. And this late in the game, we also need the deportations because illegal immigration was a problem in 16. Then a ton of them came in under Trump's first term and many more came in under Biden. So it's like you look at it and you really have to wonder what exactly is the argument anymore? What the hell do you have to lose? Trump used to say that all the time. What the hell do you have to lose at this point? So that was the last straw for me. Maybe this will be the last straw for you. I'm 6 for 6. I told you this was coming. I told you this was going to happen. And by the way, let's not retcon history. Now everybody says, well, anyone could have predicted it would have went down that way. No, that is not at all how it happened. Everybody in 2024 was saying this is going to be the golden age. Everybody was saying not he's going to be better than the Dems. Everybody was saying this is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. And everybody was glazing and excited and optimistic and everything. And I was the asshole for pointing out what the campaign was saying. No, not going to happen, guys. Mass deportations, not going to happen. War with Iran, imminent. The rest of it, people did not want to hear that. So what is it that you would like to do? Do you want to feel good about your choices? Would you like to feel some reassurance? Would you like to feel good about the future? Or would you like to get serious about politics? Would you like to actually get a little bit serious about how we need to play and we need to become players? Voting for the same party every time isn't playing. You know, that's not playing. I don't know if you know that. Playing involves tactics, strategies, messaging, not just, well, let's just keep supporting, let's just keep voting, let's just, you know, the casino loves that. There's nothing more that the house loves than somebody that just keeps saying, hit me, hit me, hit me. Yeah, more. Yeah, let's just keep hitting the slot machine, keep hitting the slot machine. Maybe we'll hit the jackpot. Maybe we'll get, you know, somebody's got to win. Eventually you got to win. Well, you know, you can't win if you don't play. That's literally, you're like a junkie. Can't win if you don't play. Let's just keep hitting the slot machine. And the casino loves you. They love you. So, yeah, transgender, yeah, nice try. They said, you're a woke Democrat because you're going to not vote for Republicans. Okay, so now the Republicans are woke Democrats too. Transgender surgeries with your parents' consent. Perfect. Just perfect. Amazing.